You know what I think heaven is? I think heaven is you. You know that? Listen. A place where I can find happiness.
To many, the news of Ohio players legend Leroy Sugarfoot Bonner's death last weekend was met with disbelief and shock. It was unexpected, and the news of his final days in hospice was closely kept by the singer's inner circle. But it didn't take long for the sad news to light up the internet as thousands of Facebook posts and tweets started coming in from music fans around the world. There were even tweets in foreign languages. Being a Daytonian, I've come to accept that, aside from a few professional athletes, the closest we'll get to an A-list celebrity is the summer concert lineup at The Phrase. Dayton's not a place to meet people like Prince, Denzel, Justin Bieber, or Taylor Swift, let alone music legends like Mick Jagger or Sir Paul McCartney. But it didn't matter. We had our very own international music legend, Leroy Sugarfoot Bonner, one of the most recognizable voices in American popular music. Seeing Sugarfoot in Dayton wasn't like bumping into, say, David Chappelle, who you might see in Yellow Springs or at a local comedy club. Everybody knows if you see Chappelle, just be cool. Don't freak out. But when you saw Sugarfoot, it was like, Sugar! Oh my God, it's Sugar! Hey man, what's up? I love your work, Sugar. Can I take a picture? Honey, hurry up, pull out the iPhone. And Sugar would love every bit of it. Bonner's fame had become so legendary that a cartoon character, Cousin Bobby, was modeled after him on the hit TV series, The Proud Family.
Hey, Bobby, what's up?
What's up, Agnes? What's for lunch today, girl?
Your favorite, minestrone soup.
Lunch is on me, and it's free.
Now that's what I call big time. In the next clip, you'll hear some local Daytonians talking about their love of the Ohio players. They are Celestine Taylor Davis, Stan Middleton, the late Harold Rimblert Jr., and Shawnee Mack.
I was actually at home, and my daughter called me on the phone. She actually lives in Huntsville, Alabama, and said that it was posted on Facebook. I was in shock. I just could not believe he'd left us that quickly.
Well, I was very saddened to hear about his passing. He was a definite Dayton legend, and he brought a lot of fame to music in Dayton and made us all proud to be from Dayton and gave us all just that extra distinction that we were from Dayton, too.
The Ohio players should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mick Jagger was influenced by the Ohio players, and he told Sugarfoot that.
He meant so much to so many people, and he directly and indirectly fed a lot of people. Stood next to him every night for 2 years, never seen him do the same thing twice. His voice was one of the voices that changed the music industry and the way that lead singers approached songs.
That's who he was. A sweet and authentic man. So it's with one last, ow, girl, that I say thank you, Sugar, for your music and always being you, an international music giant who simply loved being a Daytonian. We loved you too. For WYSO Community Voices, this is Basine Blunt.